Hi, and welcome back to the Tennis Betting Podcast. It's been a while for sure, probably around 4 months. When the Asian Swing started, the times of those matches weren't that great. It's a good time to take a little break, and it's been busy in life and work on the side. So it was good to have a bit of a break and recharge. I'm going to give it a try now and see how it goes this year. There's a great place to start with the Australian Open, obviously. My attempt was to try yesterday, or actually Monday even, but it wasn't that smooth and frictionless to get back into things. A lot of places where I collect data, I collect matches, etc., etc., have changed the way they've set up their site, their databases, etc. So I had to involve a bit of recoding and reconfiguring everything to get back up and running properly. So, which was a shame for the first day, obviously, of qualifying, because Grand Slam qualifying is historically a real gold mine where you can find loads and loads of value. So it's something you don't really want to miss. The main event seems to be a much duller affair, and obviously week two in the Slam is really dull. So, but let's just jump into all the matches. We got quite a few. I think we have about 22, 23 units in play. I've posted some early odds. There was a lot of just rubbish odds early on today, but there are a few that were good enough to show value, so they've been put on Twitter this morning or X. There were about five matches. You might snap them up. Most of those prices are still available. The two main ones there on the men's side have actually improved, so you can get even better now. So let's start with that. That's Benjamin Hassan. He is. And also, if it's a little bit bumpy today, it's because I am rusty in how I have this set up. So, but we'll start with Hassan. He was just under two, but he's actually got up to 2.12 at the moment, so you can get that plus 112. Got two units on him there at 65% confidence, up against Choynski. Feel confident in that. Way too good of a price there. He should definitely be a clear favorite here. Second one was Alex Molkan. Feels like he's been a major underperformer last year. We get him at 1.83, slight improvement. I think we had him at 1.79 earlier, so not a big difference, but it is better. So it's minus 120. We have him at 66% confidence for two units up against Gies Brewer. And those were the two, so that we have one more, I think, that's been added now, and that is Ivashka. He's up against Oliver Crawford. Have him at 1.5 at 80% confidence for two units. Should really be cruising in a matchup like that. So that's it on the men's side. We'll go to the women's side, where we had, I think, four matches before, and we're adding a couple more. But let's start here. We got Jonna Fett at first. She's up against Salkova. 2.08. 63%, just sort of sneaking into what we would play. Got two units on her. Obviously feel like she should be closer to 1.6. Seems like the odds are flipped the other way around here. So we got her for two units. Then we got Timea Babos. Babos at 1.6. Sorry, Jonna Fett at 2.08, so obviously plus 108 as well for the US odds. Babos. 1.69 against Semenstiaia. She's just about enough there for us to play that for a unit. 68% confidence though. And then we got Ella Seidel. It's also just sort of sneaking into it. We got 68% confidence in her to win it. But in terms of what we needed 1.67 to play her, and she is at 1.67, so she's right where our sort of minimum point. She's up against Mandlik. And she's at one unit there, 1.67 minus 149. I think Mandlik's not really done much outside of her little sort of mini run in US Open or what she seems to be doing in home soil. Then we had Asa Sharma. She's up against Timofeeva. Obviously, she should be a clear favorite here. I don't know if I'm missing something today, because we had her at one point. What was she earlier today? Around 1.7 something, I think, 1.8. Now she's 2.0. So we're going to go in there. 2.0, 78% confidence in that result. 3 units, that's our biggest unit stake today. It's at only 3-1 as well. Yeah, unless I've missed something here in the build-up, I'm not seeing why Sharma is priced at that level, really. So that's it for I think the early ones. So we're adding a couple as well. So the ones we're adding are Rebecca Peterson. She's up against Sakharova, 1.51. 80% confidence, there are 2 units, very straightforward. She just needs to bring her box standard B plus game, which is where she should be playing all the time. She's not that great, but she should be solid. She's been dipping in form a little bit last year. Hopefully back to her normal average plus game. Let's see. We also have Galfi. Dalma Galfi against Priscilla Hohn. Galfi is up to 1.79 right now, which is minus 127, 68% confidence and 2 units. Pretty straightforward. I think she'll win that. Also, back to Peterson at 1.51. That is minus 196 in the American odds. That sums up our qualifiers for today. Also, had a look at the rest of the tournaments, which should be pretty playable, at least early in the week. We know how these tournaments end up towards the end of the week. You'll be lucky if you actually get any semifinals and finals with all the pullouts, and people are pretty much in fear of even breaking a sweat the last few days before Australian Open. I guess it is a pretty big paycheck, so they don't want to risk anything, but you think you want to play for a title. We'll see. This is early on, so it should be fine. We'll start with first WTA. I'm just trying to think, is it Adelaide? Okay, I get these mixed up quite a bit right now. I'm pretty sure it's Adelaide. The other one's Hobart. So Adelaide, we have Laura Siegmund at 2.0. She's up against Anna Bogdan. 63%, 2 units. Pretty slight edge there, but feel like there's value in this price. And she's the only one we have in there. So 2.0 plus 100 on her. In Hobart, there was nothing. We are close on a couple, so I'll just mention that we're close there. We got Gratchev against Roos. She's at 1.83. We need 1.86 for 1 unit, really, at 62%. And with Shu against Dolhide, we got 1.63, but need 1.66 to get a unit at 69%. So they might come into play. It's not a lot of movement needed. We'll keep a little eye on that. Don't think anything else is about to come into play. Nothing super close. Quite a bit of movement needed. So on the men's side, we have Adelaide here, I think, first. We got one match in Adelaide, I was going to say, but we don't. It's not quite there. Tommy Paul almost in value against Alex Bolt, but we have some in the other one, which would be the Auckland then. So Felix against Altmaier. Have him at 1.43, which is exactly what we needed. So he's just sneaking into it. 81%, 2 units there. 1.43, minus 233. If you're hesitant about anything, maybe it could be Felix here. He is a slow starter in most tournaments. I really don't like him in the early rounds. But we will pull the value from the system when we have it, so I can't argue with it. But in terms of how he usually does, you know, he needs a sort of warm up in each tournament, it feels like. Second match there is Cerundolo against Müller. Cerundolo 1.71, minus 141, 71% there. 71%, 2 units. That's it. And that's all our matches. That's quite a lot though. I think we've got 12 matches there. I think our average units are quite high as well. Decent there, almost 2 unit average. So lots to play for and lots to look forward to. Great tennis going on and it feels good to be back. So let's have a successful one. I'm not fully up to speed with everything yet. I need to still reset and update the Google Sheet, which will be happening shortly, hopefully tomorrow. And hopefully this has recorded and I can post this and get us started on a great new year. So thanks for listening. I will be back tomorrow. Good luck. Bye-bye.